Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning! It is Think and Grow Rich Thursday, May 15, 2014. My friends, another great day to be alive. I tell you what. By the way, my name is Paul Hutchings. Just in case you didn't know, dialing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. I'm super excited today, my friends, for a whole slew of reasons. Number one, the sun came up today. Do you guys know that? I don't know if any of you guys have been outside this morning. I got up this morning around 5 a.m. and got a little reading in, and then I went to the swimming pool and swam some laps with a couple of my friends, got some exercise in, get out of the pool, just kind of looking around, seeing the water, saying to myself, man, isn't reality amazing? Isn't it wonderful to be alive? Man, I'm so glad I'm awake and not laying in bed in a comatose state, right? Instead, I'm awake and experiencing what's going on in the world, and then I'm driving home this morning, and I see the sun rising over the eastern mountains, and I was just like, man, that is such a beautiful thing. That sun coming up every day pumps me up, my friends, to know that I have another day on this beautiful planet. I have another day, as do you, to learn. I have another day, as do you, to grow. I have another day, as do you, to formulate better plans. I have another day, as do you, to step forward into my better future. I have another day, as do all of us, my friends, to dream a better dream, to see a bigger vision, to take more action, to step further into the freedom journey, my friends. Isn't it amazing? No matter where we're at in our path, if we're just starting out, maybe we've been going for a couple of years, maybe we've hit some successes and we're just kicking butt in the marketplace, maybe we've had some successes and maybe we've gone backward a little bit, right? That happens from time to time. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we're at. We all have another day. The sun's up today. We all have another opportunity to see what we can do, as Jim Rohn liked to say, with seed, soil, sunshine, and rain. And I just love it. I'm so grateful for it. And I want to know, are you grateful as well? Are you pumped up as well? Are you excited about your future as I am excited about your future and my future and what we can create together, my friends? If you're pumped up this morning, I want to hear you screaming in the lines as I unmute the phones right now. Well, I love it, my friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having a purpose in life. And thank you for understanding a basic truth about human development and about personal growth. And I want to share this with you guys and gals. I woke up this morning with a little thought on my mind, and I typed in a little quote and pasted it in Facebook. And this is what was on my mind that maybe came to me from the ether. Here's what I wrote. I wrote, "We are, in large measure, the sum total of our past conditioning. The question is, are you designing your current conditioning or leaving that up to someone else?" Isn't that the truth, my friends? We receive these sense impressions growing up. We see things, we hear things, we touch things, we taste things, we feel things. And all of these sense impressions, they go into making us what we are, right? Developing our characters, developing our beliefs, developing our hopes and our dreams. And for a lot of people out there in the world, they don't take responsibility for those sense impressions. What they do is they allow just anyone and everyone to dump mental garbage into their brain. They'll turn on the TV and they'll watch the news and just accept every sense impression that the media, that the government, that celebrities want to pour into their mind. They just accept it. And when they do, do that, they're allowing other people to control their destiny. They're allowing other people to control their conditioning. And one of the things that we strive to do on this call, have done for years and will continue to do, is we strive to take control of that process. We strive to be in charge of our conditioning. How do we be in charge of our conditioning? We read the books that we want to read. We read the books that are going to give us the sense impressions that are going to make up powerful characters, powerful belief systems, powerful actions in our lives. We listen to the audios that do the same thing, right? We engage with people. We engage with people. We choose who we decide to spend our time with. We decide to spend our time with people who are positive, passionate, motivating. We decide to spend our time with people who have a purpose in life. We decide to spend our time with people who know that they have a destiny to fulfill on this planet Earth. They know they have a purpose. And regardless of whether they've hit it yet or not, they're taking action daily, stepping into that better future. And in doing that, my friends, we're taking control of the conditioning that happens whether we are conscious of it or not. Conditioning is a fact. Conditioning is a reality. Conditioning is something that happens to every single person, whether we know about it or not, and whether we take responsibility for it or not. The goal here is that we want to take control of it. So I applaud you. And I'm grateful to you for making the decision to include this Think and Grow Rich call as a part of your conditioning. And it is my belief that as we continue to study the words we study and learn from the people we learn from, such as Dr. Napoleon Hill, our conditioning will be powerful. Our conditioning will continue to serve us. Our conditioning will continue to propel us forward into the future and into our goals and into our dreams and into our coveted aspirations in life. So thank you guys for being a part of that. Hey, one of the things we're doing on this call every day is we are going through the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula outlined for us by Dr. Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, one of the major action steps from that book. And we've got Martin Silva from Flora who's going to come out and lead us through that today. But before Martin, before you come out, you can kind of hit star six and come out on the line here. I'm kind of losing track of, we've got a lot of people volunteering and wanting to do this, and I want to make sure that we do this in kind of an orderly fashion. So here's kind of what I came up with. In our Facebook group, which if you're not a member of our Facebook group, you can go to thinkandgrowrichaudios.com, click on the free downloads link below the video, and you can see, not free downloads, there's some steps below the video where you can be added to our Facebook group. In our Facebook group at the very top, there's a pinned post that says, "Welcome to the TAGR family." It's got a picture of Dr. Napoleon Hill. If you want to lead us in the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula, which I encourage you to do, please comment on that pinned post, and then we'll just kind of go in order from the people who are commenting on that post. That way I don't lose track. So that's kind of how we'll do this moving forward in the future. So with that, hey, Martin Silva, are you there, buddy? Star
yes,
six, sir. Come on out if you're there. Hey, how you doing
Thank
today?
You
How's
much.
Florida?
It's, man, it's great weather here, sunny in the 80s. Very good, man. Great way to start the day.
Is your tan going good?
It's going, yeah. There you go. Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming out. Go ahead and take it away.
Here we go. By the first day of June 2014, I will have in my possession $30,000 monthly income, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service and the capacity of sales and internet marketer. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now waiting transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow the plan when it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards this attainment, and I here now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down the description of my definitive aim in life, and I will never, never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others, and I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never, but never, bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith, and it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions, but I will become a self-reliant and successful person. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you. I love you, man. Hey, guys, did Martin do a good job? I'm going to unmute the lines. Martin, that's the sound you're going to hear when you hit that $30,000 a month in monthly income. That sound right there, we're going to celebrate you for that. And thanks, everyone, for doing that. You know, one of the things that I loved about the way Martin just did that is you noticed he added an extra never. I will never, ever stop trying. I will never, never stop trying, he said, until I shall have developed sufficient faith. He said he had an extra never. Guys, and you know what? That's what it takes. That's what it takes. Never, never stop trying. Never, never quit. You never do. Until when? Until you either hit your goal or you die. That's how I look at it. That's the decision that I made when I got in business for myself. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it no matter how long it takes. I'm going to win my freedom no matter what it takes. I did what Martin did. I said, I will never, never stop trying until I shall develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Martin, you're awesome, brother. I appreciate that. You know, isn't that a form of conditioning, my friends? That's a form of self-conditioning, aka auto-suggestion. Those of us who are taking this seriously and doing this on a daily basis, morning and night, we are taking charge of our conditioning through auto-suggestion, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, one of the other things yesterday, you guys, I don't know if you guys remember Amber, when she was going through the major definite purpose self-confidence formula, she added a little something too. She said, I can see this money, I can touch it with my hands, and I can smell it. I got a kick out of that. I thought about that. I was like, you could smell it. Okay, we'll add another sense in there. You can smell the money, right? As I say, I can see it. I'm kind of rubbing my computer screen because that's where I see it. And I reach my nose down and smell my screen. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to smell that, but I can imagine it. So anyway, guys, hey, let's go ahead and continue our journey today. We're in The Law of Success by Dr. Napoleon Hill, published in 1928. You know, just in case you guys don't know, there's actually two versions of the Law of Success. There's the 1925 version, which was the very first one that's a few hundred pages. And what happened was Dr. Napoleon Hill was unable to obtain a publisher for that first version. And he was encouraged to lengthen out the manuscript. And so then came the 1928 version, which is like 1,100 or 1,300 pages. And that's the one that we're studying right now, is the big long one. And you can get a free copy of this on our website at thinkandgrowrichaudios.com. We're on page 29 of chapter 1 of the ebook copy, and we're just we're continuing our study of organized effort. And if you'll recall, we've talked, Dr. Hill has taught us about the mastermind principle. He's talked about the principle of harmony at great length. And we're in chapter 1, which is definite purpose, and he's talking about organized effort. And as I was writing in my journal yesterday, I realized that I was kind of mixing harmony and organized effort. And I realized today that they're not necessarily the same thing, right? Yesterday I was thinking they were the same thing. This morning I woke up and I was like, they're not necessarily the same thing. So maybe you guys and gals can be thinking about that as we go through this. What's the difference between harmony and organized effort, right? Is there a difference? Okay, so bottom of page 29. There are three outstanding powers in the world of organized effort. They are the churches, the schools, and the newspapers. Think what might easily happen if these three great powers and molders of public opinion should ally themselves together for the purpose of bringing about any needed change in human conduct. They could, in a single generation, so modify the present standard of business ethics, for example, that it would practically be business suicide for anyone to try to transact business under any standard except that of the Golden Rule. Such an alliance could be made to produce sufficient influence to change in a single generation the business, social, and moral tendencies of the entire civilized world. Such an alliance would have sufficient power to force upon the minds of the oncoming generation any ideals desired. Power is organized effort, as has already been stated. Success is based upon power. That you may have a clear conception of what is meant by the term organized effort, I have made use of the foregoing illustrations, and for the sake of further emphasis, I'm going to repeat the statement that the accumulation of great wealth and the attainment of any high station in life, such as constitute what we ordinarily call success, are based upon the vision to comprehend and the ability to assimilate and apply the major principles of the 16 lessons of this course. This course is in complete harmony with the principles of economics and the principles of applied psychology. You will observe that those lessons which depend for their practical application upon knowledge of psychology have been supplemented with sufficient explanation of the psychological principles involved to render the lessons easily understood. Before the manuscripts for this course went to the publisher, they were submitted to some of the foremost bankers and businessmen of America, that they might be examined, analyzed, and criticized by the most practical type of mind. One of the best-known bankers in New York City returned the manuscripts with the following comment, quote, "I hold a master's degree from Yale, but I would willingly exchange all that this degree has brought me in return for what your course on the law of success would have brought me had I been afforded the privilege of making it a part of my training while I was studying at Yale. My wife and daughter have also read the manuscripts, and my wife has named your course the Master Keyboard of Life because she believes that all who understand how to apply it may play a perfect symphony in their respective callings. Just as a pianist may play any tune when once the keyboard of the piano and the fundamentals of music have been mastered," close quote. No two people on earth are exactly alike, and for this reason, no two people would be expected to attain from this course the same viewpoint. Each student should read the course, understand it, and then appropriate from its contents whatever he or she needs to develop a well-rounded personality. Before this appropriation can be properly made, it will be necessary for the student to analyze himself. Through the use of the questionnaire that comes with the 16th lesson of this course, for the purpose of finding out what his deficiencies may be, this questionnaire should not be filled out until the student thoroughly masters the contents of the entire course. For he will then be in a position to answer the questions with more accuracy and understanding of himself. Through the aid of this questionnaire, an experienced character analyst can take inventory of one's faculties as easily and as accurately as a merchant can inventory the goods on his shelves. This course has been compiled for the purpose of helping the student find out what are his or her natural talents, and for the purpose of helping organize, coordinate, and put into use the knowledge gained from experience. For more than 20 years, I have been gathering, classifying, and organizing the material that has gone into the course. During the past 14 years, I have analyzed more than 16,000 men and women, and all of the vital facts gathered from these analyses have been carefully organized and woven into this course. Think of it, my friends. Think of it. 16,000 men and women. Guys and gals, was Dr. Napoleon Hill thorough or was he thorough? It's one of the reasons I love this material. Such thorough research and study was completed before the composition of this course. Continuing on here, these analyses brought out many interesting facts, which have helped to make this course practical and usable. For example, it was discovered that 95% of all who were analyzed were failures and but 5% were successes. By the term failure is meant that they had failed to find happiness and the ordinary necessities of life without struggle that was almost unbearable. Perhaps this is about the proportion of successes and failures that might be found if all the people of the world were accurately analyzed. The struggle for a mere existence is terrific among people who have not learned how to organize and direct their natural talents. While the attainment of those necessities, as well as the acquiring of many of the luxuries, is comparatively simple among those who have mastered the principle of organized effort. One of the most startling facts brought to light by those 16,000 analyses was the discovery that the 95% who were classed as failures were in that class because they had no definite chief aim in life, while the 5% constituting the successful ones not only had purposes that were definite, but they had also definite plans for the attainment of their purposes. Another important fact disclosed by these analyses was that the 95% constituting the failures were engaged in work which they did not like, while the 5% constituting the successful ones were doing that which they liked best. It is doubtful whether a person could be a failure while engaged in work which he liked best. Another vital fact learned from the analyses was that all of the 5% who were succeeding had formed the habit of systematic saving of money, while the 95% who were failures saved nothing. This is worthy of serious thought. One of the chief objects of this course is to aid the student in performing his or her chosen work in such a manner that it will yield the greatest returns in both money and happiness. Then there's a quote here on page 34. No position in life can be secure and no achievement can be permanent unless built upon truth and justice. Solid foundation. A definite chief aim. The key note of this entire lesson may be found in the word definite. It is most appalling to know that 95% of the people of the world are drifting aimlessly through life without the slightest conception of the work for which they are best fitted, and with no conception whatsoever of even the need of such a thing as a definite objective toward which to strive. There is a psychological as well as an economic reason for the selection of a definite chief aim in life. Let us devote our attention to the psychological side of the first question. It is a well-established principle of psychology that a person's acts are always in harmony with the dominating thoughts of his or her mind. Any definite chief aim that is deliberately fixed in the mind and held there with the determination to realize it finally saturates the entire subconscious mind until it automatically influences the physical action of the body toward the attainment of that purpose. Your definite chief aim in life should be selected with deliberate care, and after it has been selected, it should be written out and placed where you will see it at least once a day. The psychological effect of which is to impress this purpose upon your subconscious mind so strongly that it accepts that purpose as a pattern or blueprint that will eventually dominate your activities in life and lead you step by step toward the attainment of the object back of that purpose. And quick little thought, you know, speaking of the subject of harmony, which Dr. Napoleon Hill spent a lot of time on in the introduction of this chapter, think about the word harmony and think about that in conjunction with our definite chief aim and the daily activities in which we engage in our businesses, right? Doesn't that word harmony maybe shed some new light on what we do during our day? And maybe at the end of the day, as we're reflecting on the activities that we engaged in our business, might not that be a really good question to ask ourselves? Is, you know, how harmonious were the actions I took today in relation with my definite chief aim in life, right? Regardless of whether or not you achieved an immediate result during the day, maybe ask ourselves, how harmonious were the actions we took today in relation to our definite chief aim in life? Something to think about. Continuing on, the principle of psychology through which you can impress your definite chief aim upon your subconscious mind is called autosuggestion, or suggestion which you repeatedly make to yourself. It is a degree of self-hypnotism, but do not be afraid of it on that account. For it was this same principle through the aid of which Napoleon lifted himself from the lowly station of poverty-stricken Corsican to the dictatorship of France. It was through the aid of this same principle that Thomas A. Edison has risen from the lowly beginning of a news butcher to where he is accepted as the leading inventor of the world. It was through the aid of the same principle that Lincoln bridged the mighty chasm between his lowly birth in a log cabin in the mountains of Kentucky and the presidency of the greatest nation on earth. It was through the aid of this same principle that Theodore Roosevelt became one of the most aggressive leaders that ever reached the presidency of the United States. You need have no fear of the principle of autosuggestion as long as you are sure that the objective for which you are striving is one that will bring you happiness of an enduring nature. Be sure that your definite purpose is constructive, that its attainment will bring hardship and misery to no one, that it will bring you peace and prosperity. Then apply to the limit of your understanding the principle of self-suggestion for the speedy attainment of this purpose. On the street corner, just opposite the room in which I am writing, I see a man who stands there all day long and sells peanuts. He is busy every minute when not actually engaged in making a sale. He is roasting and packing the peanuts in little bags. He is one of that great army constituting the 95% who have no definite purpose in life. He is selling peanuts, not because he likes that work better than anything else he might do, but because he never sat down and thought out a definite purpose that would bring him greater returns for his labor. He is selling peanuts because he is a drifter on the sea of life, and one of the tragedies of his work is the fact that the same amount of effort that he puts into it, if directed along other lines, would bring him much greater returns. Another one of the tragedies of this man's work is the fact that he is unconsciously making use of the principle of self-suggestion, but he is doing it to his own disadvantage. No doubt, if a picture could be made of his thoughts, there would be nothing in that picture except a peanut roaster, some little paper bags, and a crowd of people buying peanuts. This man could get out of the peanut business if he had the vision and the ambition first to imagine himself in a more profitable calling, and then the perseverance to hold that picture before his mind until it influenced him to take the necessary steps to enter a more profitable calling. He puts sufficient labor into his work to bring him a substantial return if that labor were directed toward the attainment of a definite purpose that offered bigger returns. One of my closest personal friends is one of the best-known writers and public speakers of this country. About 10 years ago, he caught sight of the possibilities of this principle of self-suggestion and began immediately to harness it and put it to work. He worked out a plan for its application that proved to be very effective. At that time, he was neither a writer nor a speaker. Each night, just before going to sleep, he would shut his eyes and see in his imagination a long council table at which he placed, in his imagination, certain well-known men whose characteristics he wished to absorb into his own personality. At the end of the table, he placed Lincoln, and on either side of the table, he placed Napoleon, Washington, Emerson, and Albert Hubbard. He then proceeded to talk to these imaginary figures that he had seated at his imaginary council table, something after this manner. And you know, guys, I'm gonna actually stop right there. We'll continue this particular piece tomorrow, and we'll learn more about this mysterious individual that that engaged in this activity. But just want to make one little thought. You know, he's talking about this peanut man. And I couldn't help but think of the example, and you've probably heard it before. We've mentioned it on the call. I've heard a lot of different places. You know, this example of this ship floating out on the ocean that does not have a rudder. It's using the same amount of energy as the ship that does have a rudder and does have a course charted to a destination. The difference is one of the ships spins around in circles out in the middle of the ocean, and the other one gets to the tropical island paradise, right? Same amount of energy. Think of the peanut man that Dr. Napoleon Hill just told us about. Same amount of energy expended selling peanuts, right? Day to day selling peanuts to people. Same amount of energy. No more food, no more water goes into that person's body to give him the energy that he needs to perform his daily labors. No more food goes into that. No more energy goes into that as the energy that it takes to use the mind and select a definite chief aim and to be engaged in an effort which will return bigger profits and you know, more leveraged income and more freedom. Right? Same amount of energy, difference. Definite chief aim, right? Definite chief aim. So important. So, guys, I'm excited to hear your thoughts. I'm excited to hear what stuck out to you. I'm excited to hear what stimulated your brain. I'm excited to hear what thoughts were drawn into your psyche, your mind, your soul, maybe from the ether, as our thoughts collectively have been stimulated here by Dr. Napoleon Hill. So let's go ahead and jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call. So please, no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are part of our call. And brevity, which is to be brief, please keep your comments to a max of 3 minutes or less. And also relevance, please do speak to the content that we've been discussing in the first 30 minutes of the call. So excited to hear your thoughts. Hold on 1 second. Star 6, who's first?
Bill Moist.
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, family. Wow. You know, it's amazing that even today, roughly 5% of the people really got a hold of their chief aim in life. And we know that because only 5% of the people who reach 65 are really financially independent, meaning that they make more money every year rather than spend their nest egg. But, you know, my background is I'm a CPA. I have a master's in tax. I've taught at the university. I've taught other CPAs classes. But, you know, I realized that wasn't my chief aim in life, you know. Even though I was really good at that, that wasn't really it. And really, until we started a year ago, I started working on my major definite purpose, that I really realized that my chief aim in life is I'm obsessed with winning my personal freedom as a marketer and capitalist, because I've noticed that when I work on those things, I'm the happiest. So this is so wonderful that we can focus on those things that really make us happy. So thanks for sharing today, Paul. Back to you.
Hey, Bill, appreciate those thoughts. And don't you love how Dr. Hill said it's doubtful that anyone could be classed as a failure ever if they are engaged in the work that they like best? I love that. And I love what you shared, Bill. Thank you. Star 6,
you
who's next?
Oh.
Elizabeth.
Yes,
hi.
Yes,
good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, this is Victoria Beauchamp. How are you, Powerful Paul?
Doing awesome. How are you today?
Oh, I am awesomely fired up. I am passionate about my work. And just commenting on, you know, the collective and harmony, I think that was your first topic. But all of that, you know, when the cooperative components of life, your desire comes together. Well, first your thought. Once you have the thought and the energy and the passion, you feel your desire, you know, you attract that to it, and you're grateful for it. And then the result of all of that effort and energy and baking the cake is that it's a harmonious slice of cake. You can sit down and enjoy it. You can share it with others. And to me, that is the result of all that effort. When your cooperative components just come and you're visualizing it, and the end result is harmony and it's life, and you're sharing life, you're sharing that slice of cake. So that is what I do. That is what I think and believe in my very core, down to my bones. And back to you, Paul. Have a fantastic day.
Great thoughts for Sean. Thank you very much.
It's Elvire.
Well, hello, Elvire. How are you?
Well, good morning, Paul. I am absolutely terrific. I can visualize you swimming those laps, and I go like, oh, that is so good. I love that. I love, especially early in the morning when it's quiet. It's beautiful. Well, good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I would like to connect a couple of dots and give that to you as food for thought. We're starting to read about the three most powerful forces, the churches, the schools, and the newspapers. Yeah? And then further on, Dr. Hill's talks about 95% of the population has no goal and is basically not really successful. Connect the dots there. Isn't that sort of scary? Where are the tasks of the school, the churches, and the newspapers? Are they feeding us the good stuff? Are they? Are they really? What is the intention of those three? Right? Where is the good stuff we're supposed to be fed as of young on to really become successful? Just ponder on that for today, because I think there's something really wrong in this system. You all have a marvelous day. Be well.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Elvire. Great thought. And boy, does
Hi,
that
Paul.
Smell like opportunity for us. Yeah, good morning. Who's that?
Hi, Paul. It's Lisa Scott.
Hey, Lisa Scott. Good morning.
How are you?
Doing awesome. How about yourself?
Doing awesome as well. As you were reading, what came to my mind was the fact that along with my major and definite purpose and understanding my chief aim, that I've really paid a lot of attention to what my perfect day looks like, you know, because that's so instrumental in, it's just so instrumental in how I get up and I begin to function. And you know, there's a lot of detail that I provide to myself in what I would like for my perfect day to look like. And what it's been teaching me or assisting me with is as I feel the energy and vibration of what that perfect day looks like and what it feels like, it assists me, actually holds my hand with where to go, what to pay attention to, what to spend my time on. Because I've actually connected to the emotion of not only what my perfect day looks like, but what it feels like to me. So I just thought it was very interesting that when you connect not only the vision, but the feel of a day, it actually assists you and holds your hand in what it is you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Back to you, Paul.
Wow, that's a great tip and insight. I really appreciate that, Lisa.
Well, good morning, my friends. Paul, Mr. Hutton, how are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you, Passionate Rick?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm doing really fantastic, you know. Really, I want to come out and commend you on the effort and the thought that you put in to getting callers on participating on this call. And you want to realize the retention that we have in this on this call, where you have so many people been around for years, is that you allow others to get involved, and involvement breeds commitment, and it's so powerful. You know, when you're not harping on people's fault, when you're lifting up, like we all do on this call, it's really very powerful. That's a fine-tuned harmony that's going on this call silently and vocally, and it's so powerful that this ignites the passion in people. You see, you got something to look forward to each morning, because what we do is lifting up each other. I remember John Andrew Holmes said to his son, this is a big picture, the big picture of a people principle. He said, the entire universe one trifling exception is composed of others. You see, the idea that is that the greatest achievement that you or I will have in our lives is what we do for others, is what we do with others, lifting people up each and every day instead of putting them down and bashing them. Lift people up and you'll be lifted up. Mr. Hutchins, back to you, my friend. Another day filled with opulence.
Wow, wise words, Rick. Thank you so much.
Patrick Action Jackson.
Pat Simpson.
Hey, we got Action Jackson up next. Good morning, Mr. Action.
Oh, great morning. Great morning. Oh, the champ is here. The champ is here. Oh, you know, that's all of us on this call are champions. And Rick Martin, I appreciate hearing you come out this morning. You always find me up with your good morning siren song. I want to send a big shout out to two individuals in a group that's part of this call. That's Ternita Bailey. She's part of this call since January. And my good friend, Sharon Middlebrook. Sharon Middlebrook is the president of a WC Dayab real estate company. And they had me to come out and be a speaker for them yesterday morning. And I spoke to them and I looked at their agenda, and at the very bottom of the agenda, they had the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind phone number and everything on there. Not only that, they even was promoting the call to the group of realtors and all the other people, the appraisers and everybody in the audience. And so I want to send a big shout out to Ternita Bailey, who introduced Sharon Middlebrook to the phone call. And Sharon Middlebrook is from my hometown. And she happened to hear me speak a couple of weeks ago on the call. And she was like, I thought the call was just people just, you know, it's kind of like a bought in audience type deal. She said, no, the audience is live. It's us. So when she heard me on the call, she said she knew that this call was real because she knows me personally. I wanted to give a big shout out to those champions that's a part of the Think and Grow Rich family. Back to you, Paul.
That's incredible. That's awesome. Thanks, Action Jackson. Appreciate that.
Pat Simpson.
Yeah, hey, Pass was next, if that's all right.
No,
go ahead,
I'll go
Pass.
After her. No rush. No rush, Paul. Let her go. Whoever that
okay,
is,
thank you.
Someone new.
Pass. Oh, okay. You want to let the lady go. Okay, the lady. Who's that?
Usha. Elizabeth? Usha from
Elizabeth, good morning.
Hey, good. This is Elizabeth, and I just wanted to I've had a little bit of a disharmony, and I've been on the call for about a year, and I haven't really figured out about the major definite purpose and how that I have felt really rudderless. I haven't felt like I've been able to really identify with the phrase that we use, and I haven't understood why. And so it's been really a struggle for me this year to really be able to get traction and really make success. And what I was able to understand was that I the bottom line foundation came to me in a book called The Slight Edge. I don't know if anybody's written it. Jeff Olson wrote it, and he goes through. He really recommends Napoleon Hill, but he talks about those baby steps that you need to take, and he puts it in the perspective of the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those three that are given to all of us, and you know, the pursuit of happiness is that caring for others, and that's where the happiness lies. Then he goes to finance, then he goes to destiny. But he puts it in a really easy way to understand, but an easy way to go off track, and he makes it very clear. I just wanted to share that for anybody who's been sort of where I've been, and just passing it on. Thank you, Paul.
I appreciate those thoughts. Thank you, Elizabeth. Pass, go ahead. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thank you, Think and Grow Rich family, you know, and thank you, Paul. I know as the happiness engineer in walking into my major definite purpose and knowing my chief aim in life is to always help people just find their dream and define what success feels like to them. Everyone's success is different. Everyone's feeling is different, but we're all connected. You know, like Elvira said, you know, where is, you know, this education that we truly need? You know, thanks to Elvira, I ran out and got a good book yesterday. I haven't read it, but I got it. You know, and the sharing, you know, we have this great call, but there's so much more we can do. You know, it's not just in our businesses, it's in our lives. We have, I thank Paul every day. I think Paul doesn't know how much you truly saved my life and changed my whole family. You know, and, you know, I get emotional sometimes when I talk about him, because this call is not just something that we do. It's a way of life, you know, and it's opened up so many different things. Like, I know sometimes I violate the rule and I ask you guys to get with my television station because it's free. I just want to share. It came to me free. I'm going to give it away free. I want to wake everyone up, you know, because Paul woke me up, and I give so many people so many great things because he taught me how to apply Think and Grow Rich. Like, I read the book many, many times, but I didn't know how to apply it. I didn't know how to be a happiness engineer until Paul showed me. You know, he didn't show me through his words. He showed me through an act, you know, a consistent act of love. So let's all love, and I love you, Paul, so much, and I love this whole family. Have a great day.
Hey, Pass, love you too, man. I appreciate those comments. And, you know, you're giving back to my family as well tremendously. We've been doing the thing that you do. You know, I take my kids to school, and we scream out, "I love my life," right? Me and my two oldest boys, "I love my life." But we got that from you, man. So we pass it on, right? So good stuff. Appreciate you, Pass. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Paul, this is Frank from Delaware.
Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to the Think and Grow Rich family. I'm so happy to be coming out and talking to you all this morning. You know, it's funny that what I find about this phone call, it's like, you know, it seems to almost have been written for us. For us right now who are doing this Think and Grow Rich mastermind and who are on this call, it's almost like you could reach back through time and you could, like Napoleon Hill was looking forward, and he said, you know, I got to do this call for these guys that are going to be here in the 2000, the new millennium, excuse me, I dated myself, and they're going to be masterminding this call, and this is just for them. And if anybody doesn't think that that's a possibility, well, we need to keep reading then. And we got to keep reading anyway, because this call was written for our time period that we're living in, because there's a spiritual awakening happening. And this call is not just about the money. How many times have we said that throughout this call? It's not just about the money, but we're growing rich through the opening of ourselves and the opening of our energies and the light that we're putting out in the world. God bless Pat Simpson that just spoke about how he's been moved on this phone call. And there's a lot of other people, Pat. It's not just you. There's tons of other people. I've had personal conversations with Paul on that subject, and Todd and Rick. Things that people say just awaken something in individuals, and that's what this call is all about. And that's the greatest thing to think of, that, you know, that the spirit of Napoleon Hill is probably sitting somewhere and smiling, because he said, yeah, that was my purpose in life, and I fulfilled it. Thank you, Napoleon Hill, and thank you, everybody else, and thank you, Think and Grow Rich family. Back to you, Paul.
Great thoughts, Frank. Appreciate you, man. Star 6, who's next?
Tracy from California.
Hey, Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Grow Rich and Soul family. I feel just like Frank. Sometimes I get on this call, you know, I get that, you know, that feeling when if you haven't gone to church in a while, and then you go to church and the pastor's sermon, it sounds like he's preaching at you, like he's pointing his finger at you. That's how I feel about this call. Sometimes I get up and I don't know, I feel like I'm just floating through life, and then I get a nugget from somebody on the call who just pushes that button. They're like, I know I believe in this call because that person, there's somebody out there just like me, and I get so excited. And I know there's days when I get busy that when I can't, but I'm not focusing on my business, but I touch it in some kind of way. If I have to read something, if I don't do a video or whatever, I just go back to this call because I hear nuggets from people that are planting out there. Like sometimes I hear Sean Tapman's voice like, just do it. Get out there. Get busy. You know, and I just hear all these little cheerleaders, and I just want to say I just love and appreciate you guys. I know I'm babbling because I'm driving right now, but I just get so excited, and I'm so grateful every single day for this call in this mastermind group, and I love you guys. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. We love you, too. Great thoughts. Let me go to Star 6, who's next? Come on out. Love to hear from you today.
Hey, Paul. This is Mark in Baltimore.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just listening to everybody. I enjoyed Pat when he was talking, and you know, it listening to this call just brings out so much enthusiasm and gives me some power to go through the day and talking to people that I talk to and spreading the goodwill and the encouragement that we start up in the morning. It's really fired up in here, and I enjoy it. I want to say a shout out to David Price. He sent me a message yesterday. He said, I enjoy what you said. And man, I enjoy everybody. I love everybody. And I want to encourage everybody to keep on pushing through it. Whatever you're going through, get this message out to people and have a blessed day, Paul. I love you, and I love the Think and Grow Rich family.
Thanks, Mark. Love you too, man. Star 6, who's next? Come on out. Anything else pop out to anyone in the chapter that we went through?
Hello, this is Ed from California.
Siobhan from New York?
See, there was a gentleman in California. Who is that?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. This is my first time actually coming out on the call. A little bit nervous, but I would like to thank my friend John Chapman for turning me onto this call a year and a half ago. Over the last month, I've just really, really dove into this information. At nighttime, I put my audio on, put my headphones on, and I go to sleep with this stuff. And my life has totally changed. And I am that person. I'm so grateful. Today, I would just like to say every day is Thanksgiving for me, because I found this call, and I appreciate everybody for coming out and caring about me until I could care about myself. With that, that's it. Thank you.
Awesome thoughts. Thank you. Okay. Siobhan from New York, I think. Was that Siobhan? Is that right?
Yes. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Hope everybody's doing great out there today. The two things that have just popped up for me in this reading, even yesterday, Organized effort and harmony. These things just keep coming back to mind. And honestly, I have to say, I think organized effort brings about harmony. I think that when you're organized within yourself, within your spirit, within your mind, within your soul, within your business, within your home, within your life, when you are organized, you have a game plan, you know exactly where you're going, what you want, it's easy for things to just fall in line for you. It's easy for your efforts to coincide with the workings, the mysterious, wonderful workings of the universe, and for everything to just pull together and work for your own good. It's like magic. It's amazing. That's what just kept coming up for me. Organized effort brings about harmony. And when you have harmony within yourself, it's easy for you to give it to someone else. It's easy for you to guide someone else in their organized effort. Or it's easy for you to organize the effort of others, like Ford did. It was because I believe that he had harmony within himself. He had a clear-cut game plan. He knew. It might have took him some time to realize, but once he got it, like the major definite purpose says, once this plan is received, I will act on it. Once he received this plan, he acted on it, and that was it. His organized effort allowed him to organize the effort of men. It allowed the universe to work in harmony with his efforts, and it allowed him to get to where he is. So, I mean, that's what came out for me, guys. Organized effort brings about harmony. When you have harmony within yourself, within your life, within your family, you could easily pass it on, and sky's the limit. So that's it. I love being here. I have been here for over a year. Think and Grow Rich rocks. Paul, I love you. I love all you guys. I hope you have a great day, and let's get out there and make great choices. Love you guys. Back to you, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey,
hi, Paul.
Let's give Siobhan a quick shout out for me. I think you just helped me have a breakthrough, Siobhan. Seriously, that was great stuff. I appreciate that. Star 6, who's next?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Usha here from Dallas.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey, that was a wonderful comment that lady made. I loved it. And I just wanted to add that harmony results from the integrity in your thought, word, and deed. And when you have an organized plan and you put in effort and your integrity in your thought, word, and deed, it is definitely going to result in harmony. And of course, in order to have harmony, you have to have good thoughts and channel your mind toward the positive. Thanks, Paul.
Great point. Thank you.
Paul Anthony from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
Take it away, Anthony.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I am so excited to be on the call, and I am blessed to wake up this morning with another day. I had a few things that came up for me, Paul, as far as everything that we went over. And I want to touch on something that Pat said. He said that basically, you know, as far as making these principles a lifestyle, you know, not just getting on the call and just listening to the information, but actually doing the information, because change is going to come only as we do. You know, nothing's going to happen unless we do the things that we want to do. Maybe we can take one or two principles, you know, and try to focus on those two principles and to make those things, you know, habits for us. Because as you talked about, Paul, everything is about habit. We all have habits. We're creatures of habit. Even though we may want to reach a certain point in life, we still have to take into effect that we have old habits. And these old habits we have to overcome by developing newer and better habits. So, I mean, this information that Dr. Napoleon Hill laid down, and as you said, Paul, I love that this man took a part of his life and studied so much these principles and got these principles to a science and then passed it over to us so that we can actually apply these things into our life. It's such a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's like I said yesterday, it all starts with a major definite purpose. If you have a major definite purpose, I mean, you are like a light in a dark room, because, I mean, who's not going to follow a person who know where they're going, know what they want, where they're going, how they're going to get there? Who wouldn't follow a person like that? So we are all so blessed to be on this call and to have the foundations to success, the keys to success that's going to help us reach our goals in life. So I turn it back over to you, Paul. Everybody have a blessed day. Go out and achieve your dreams. Back to you, Paul.
Great stuff, Anthony. Thank you, sir.
Karen Elizabeth,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I was sitting here and loving what everybody was saying, and I wanted to just kind of discuss two points, like the big picture and then the detailed plan. While it's easier to share and to have a big picture, it is quite easy. When you get into the detailed plan, that's where it was going to require the action steps that you take. And I've realized that it's so much easier for someone to just get up and motivate, you know, like as far as helping others to just do that. But I've also realized that it's those people who help others to create and to make a detailed plan, that's where the rubber meets the road. For instance, in the definite major purpose, you know, when I first read that, I was like, okay, I'm just like filling it in. And I was looking at others and I'm like, well, as far as that money thing, like I had to believe for those figures and all the details. And so what I've had to do is come away and say, okay, what if I didn't have anybody else's, how would I lay this out? How would I create that definite major purpose that suits me and my life? Because my life is unique. It's like some others, but not. And so I just wanted to share that, you know, we need to, of course, when we have the big picture and we see what we want, we fill it in with the details, and then we have a clarity of vision. And so that's basically for me. Have a great day. God bless everybody. And I'm so happy to be part of this call. Okay. Bye for now.
Great stuff, Karen Elizabeth. Very grateful for what you shared. And guys and girls, I'm grateful, super grateful for all of you in this mastermind portion of the call. This is, I feel really uplifted. I feel like I gained new insights on the material that we've been going through. I feel like I've learned on deeper levels what organized effort is. You know, one thought that I'll share, you know, Siobhan from New York, when she was talking about how organized effort brings about harmony, I thought of that line in the Bible, right, where it says, I think it's in the Bible, where it says, my house is a house of order. And I thought about, you know, organizing my finances. I've been working on learning QuickBooks and getting my finances in order so that I can know better what resources I have at my command, what financial resources to get to my definite major purpose in life. And I can see that that is bringing about harmony. Just like Siobhan said, organized effort does bring about harmony, and harmony probably brings about organized effort. What a great insight, right? So, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for being engaged. Thank you for having your heart and soul in alignment with the purpose of this call, because I really feel like we're lifting each other up and we're learning things together that we might not be able to learn all by ourselves. And that's why we're here. That's why we come together. So, guys, gals, I love you. Get out there, make it a great day. Take action. Make sure your actions are in alignment with your definite major purpose. Whatever you do, never give up on your dreams, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and on behalf of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Initiative, I wanted to thank you sincerely for listening to today's show. You can leave your feedback and connect with me and other podcast listeners like you on our Facebook page. Simply visit facebook.com and type Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind into the search bar. I look forward to hearing your feedback and connecting with you there. We'll see you on tomorrow's show, and in the meantime, whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Thanks, and make it a great day. Bye for now.